Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to get into a chapter of government-sponsored terror that is one of the most well-documented coming up in the next segment. We'll have open phones throughout the broadcast today. Let's go ahead and talk to Dwayne in Iowa. Dwayne, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I dealt with Child Protection Service here in Iowa, and I started an organization with women here in Sioux City, Iowa. We had up to 200 women going against the Department of Human Services and Child Protection Service. And I know all their games. I know all about their contracts, how they waive their rights to a jury trial or true trials. They're private courts. They're
They're criminals.
Story.
By the way, we had that scumbag call in yesterday, and then a listener called in and pointed it out, and I was also emailed. In Ohio, a huge scandal where the CPS workers and the foster parents were killing a bunch of kids, beating them to death. I mean, they're the most... They're sickos. They're the most abusive people on average. And if you want to find the perverts and the abusers, you find it in that industry.
Well, just like he's talking about, they don't do that with the doctors and all that. That's law. That's Iowa Code law. I got the law, Iowa Code law here to show to everyone if everyone wants to see it. I mean... It's law for him to do what
Look, basically,
doing.
It's a child kidnapping ring with either brainwashed, brainwashed mentally ill people who are abused, who think they're getting back at their parents, and all parents are abusers. That's one group. The others are pedophiles. The others just like to beat children. Another group just likes to warehouse them and make money while they smoke dope and use drugs. And I've done investigations on this on foster parents. And then there's another group who really mean well, who think it sounds like a good job, who are bleeding hearts, and they quit. And that's half of them. On average, nationally, half of CPS workers, it's right at 50%, quit every year. Highest turnover of any industry.
Oh, yeah, it's one of the biggest industries. Besides,
because if they've got a soul, they quit. And half of them do. The rest are perverts, mental patients, or just want to make money. And a lot of them chain up the kids at night. It's just hell on earth. The kids start freaking out because they're away from their parents, so they cram a bunch of Ritalin and Prozac down their throats. They sign them over in contracts to medical facilities for experiments. It's all mainstream news. It's giant government kidnapping rings operating in plain view. Just like Dying Corps runs giant child kidnapping rings, and it's in the Chicago Tribune, and nothing's done. I mean, they openly grab them and put them on planes, 747s to Saudi Arabia. I mean, it's just, just right out in the open with just a little emotional salve of, oh, we're stopping abusers. It had nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
It's just an industry. It's just like ships pulling up in Africa and grabbing blacks. Same thing. Look, everything's the same, folks. But they don't go after the big, mean bulls like myself. They don't go after the big lions out in the field. They don't go after the hyenas. They go after little bug-eyed gazelles, little kip-kips, and, little bitty creatures like that, knick-knicks, ding-dings, whatever they're called, little bitty deer. Now, that's the general public, little bug-eyed, sweet, little stupid creatures powdering their noses, have no idea how hellish this country or this world is.
Well, just like I said, we had three people disappear on the effort to fight these people. I have friends disappear, and these are Nazis. These are horrible, evil people.
Oh, I know.
I had people disappeared. The organization finally broke up because due to the fact that the Department of Human Services and whatever these people are told these women that we were turning them in and all that, and we finally broke up, and they just like to fix it where these women are fighting each other to get them to tell on each other, and it's horrible.
It's called tyranny, Bubba. It always happens. It's happening here, and all the fancy PR and all the propaganda isn't going to help you. Most of you are going to be going to prison if we win this thing. I hope they're listening.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
About a month ago, I interviewed Martin Ingram, which is a pen name. His real name is known, but we don't like to use it. He's been all over the British papers. He and his one of his operatives... who were with British intelligence there assigned to Northern Ireland, said that over 70% of the bombings in Northern Ireland, in England, in London, were commanded and orchestrated, that the IRA was run by British intelligence. And this fits the MO in every other pattern we see around the world. Israel's been caught creating fake al-Qaeda groups to attack themselves. The same things happened over here where the feds, through their provocateurs and agents, bombed Oklahoma City. And they have different ways of manipulating their police, their military, getting them into it, terrorizing each other, killing their own officers. And think about it. The British couldn't stay, and the British people are good people. They wouldn't be for staying in Northern Ireland if they weren't getting bombed, if there weren't bombs going off in London. If there weren't bombings going on between the Orange and the Catholics, the Protestants and the Catholics, keeping them stirred up against each other. And so British intelligence, for decades, manipulating both sides as an excuse to keep a military force there, as a pretext to continue to occupy and set up a police state in England. And I'm trying to just spell it out, because we could talk for 10 hours about this and not cover all the facts. Since then, and I've interviewed some of these other men who have a lot of courage to go public, and some of them have been murdered, by the way, others imprisoned, of course, people on the outside who just saw documents internally, MI5 agent David Shaler, Annie Michon, One of the men we interviewed about a month ago here on air is now in prison. They arrested him, and a lot of it was, frankly, because of this radio interview and some press interviews he did. So, I mean, people are going to jail. People are dying. People are getting their heads blown off. Do you understand? Okay, because Her Majesty's Terrorist Service does not want us exposing this. So this is dangerous, what we're doing. But justice must be done and will be done. And so Martin Ingram, who is Agent Steakknife, and books have been written on the subject, joins us. But before we go to Mr. Ingram and before we go to Mr. Michael Gallagher, who has a lot of courage, that is his real name, he's chairman of the OMA Support and Self Group, and self-help group. That is the one of the family groups who have family members that died and were injured in the horrible bombing August 17th, 1995, in OMA County, Tyrone, Northern Ireland. And they're there fighting mad about what's happened. It's in the major British papers, so we know what's developed and happened. And they're trying to whitewash it, but it's not going to work. But Kevin Smith has really been studying this lately. He works here in this office, produces for the radio show, getting the guest. And so I wanted to, Kevin, before we go to these guests, because it's important to crystallize, boil down the big picture in Northern Ireland and England, and then boil it down to, you know, the micro here, just locally with the individuals we're talking to and the individual, the agent who followed orders in the military and who is now in prison right now.
Well, the agent we're going to talk about, his pseudonym is Kevin Fulton. And he was actually one of the bomb makers for the IRA, British Intel, the force research unit that Martin Ingram was part of also. And I think the key here is, as they will say, a high percentage of these bombings were actually carried out by British intelligence. So we also have a clip lined up for V for Vendetta, you know, which is a fiction movie, but it will explain some of these things. And we just have to look now. These guys, if there was still this big ongoing tension right now in Northern Ireland, these guys would still be operating. But as they're now trying to have a little bit more peaceful process, these guys are a liability.
Exactly. Well, also the top started blowing off of this, so the British intel had to back off. Please continue.
Well, that's exactly right. These guys right now, if they hadn't gotten the exposure that they've had so far, they would be dead. And they can go over the list of people that have been killed.
And we've got links to the websites where you can see the dead British officers. I mean, they're killing these people.
They are. And Donaldson, that was the head of Sinn Féin, that was a British agent for 20-plus years, murdered recently last year. And I think right now the danger is that they pulled Fulton in to interrogate him some more, and now they're going to release him back out into public, and that's where the danger is now. I think, you know, when our people that we've talked to said, I never testify in closed session, I want everything open and public, and that's the danger right now, that they're putting these people back on the street, having said what they've said.
It's like Barry Seal in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. They release him, tell him to go to the halfway house, and they machine gun him in the parking lot.
That's what I think we're looking at right now. And so we have to tell Kevin Fulton's story and the story of these bombing victims. And Mr. Gallagher will do that in great detail since he is a victim of family.
Okay, and Kevin, stay with us because I want you to pop in with any questions or comments. Let's go ahead and go to Martin Ingram. Again, just recap who you are, the bottom line of what's happening, Mr. Ingram, and then let's go to Michael Gallagher, who I appreciate holding there while we give folks the backstory. Thanks for coming on again, Mr. Ingram. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you, Alex and Kevin, and good afternoon to Michael as well. Well, just to give you a quick appraisal of where I'm coming from. I'm an ex-agent handler. I used to handle people like Kevin Fulton. And as you know, I was invited on to give you an up-to-date appraisal of where we are with Kevin Fulton.
Break it down, what's happening to Kevin Fulton right now, then we'll go look at one of these actual bombings, the OMA bombing.
Okay, Kevin Fulton came on this show approximately a month ago, and as you quite rightly outlined, he gave you quite an interesting insight into the activities of both the IRA and the intelligence community. He didn't go as far as to accept his part in criminality, but he did.
Exactly. He just stated that there were meetings where the head guy and the underlings, they're all British intel. It's run by British intel. British intel is carrying out over 70% of the events.
Well, subsequent to that, the defense case in the Sean Hoy case contacted Kevin and requested that he give evidence in the forthcoming case Now, Kevin is well aware of the sensitivities, and he declined. And the defense, as is their right, he went. They went to the court and got a court order. Now, when that court order was issued, immediately the police set about arresting Kevin Fulton the following week, and they kept him in custody, interrogating him sometimes for 12 hours a day, and got extensions to the length of time that they could interview him. And now we're at a point where Kevin Fulton cannot give evidence to either the Sean Hoey case or indeed into the Ulmer case, whether that be the Sean Hoey case or the civil action. Which
exactly. They don't want him to testify in court about government involvement. That's why
Absolutely.
He's been scooped up.
Yeah, to put it into a nutshell, that is exactly what has happened. And the police made it very clear in those interviews that the activities of Kevin Fulton and myself were not welcomed by the state. And
major British newspapers, too. They're openly saying, keep your mouth shut. But you're having to speak out, or they're going to, if you're not on record, they're going to kill you.
Well, I, Alex, I wouldn't subscribe to that myself. I don't think that they would kill me personally.
But you've gone public now. Would your life be in danger if you hadn't gone public?
My own appraisal of that is no. I wouldn't go that far. But I do think Kevin Fulton's life is in peril. They arrested him and released information to the press, which pinpointed his location in the United Kingdom and made it relatively simple for any would-be assassin to track down Kevin Fulton, and they leave him with next to no security arrangements.
Amazing. I guess they're really proud of themselves. Let's now go to Mr. Michael Gallagher. He's the chairman of the Omaha Support and Self-Help Group, and we appreciate him coming on. Tell us how you've been brought into this case, Mr. Gallagher.
Hello, good evening, Alex.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much for allowing me to come on and share my experience with you. And good evening also there to Martin. My involvement really in this world of mystique and sort of clandestine activity.
Cloak and dagger.
Cloak and dagger, to put it shortly, is really began with our only son, Aidan, who was 21, and he, along with 30 other people, died in the Omaha bombing on the 15th of August, 1998. That was the worst single terrorist atrocity in the history of Northern Ireland. And at the beginning of that process, I believe that either the British government or the Irish government didn't owe the families anything. It was the terrorists who planted that bomb. But 2.5 years, or almost 2.5 years on, when we realised that things weren't what they should have been, that the whole world, including journalists from America, were phoning me up and saying, everyone knows who's responsible for this bombing, yet they're not being brought to court. And it was around this time that the word Kevin Fulton came into my life, and Kevin Fulton contacted a Sunday newspaper and shared some information that he had in relation to the Omaha bombing, and this was in relation to intelligence that he was aware of prior to the Omaha bombing.
In fact, I'm trying to remember that headline. It was something like, they hired me, told me to build bombs, and then tried to kill me.
Yeah, and as a result of that, I then first became involved with Kevin. I found Kevin to be very truthful and honest. In fact, we owe him a great gratitude of debt, because we wouldn't be as knowledgeable today about the facts had it not been for people like Kevin Fulton stepping out of the shadow. And as Martin has said, he has suffered enormously for that.
Well, we're going to break, sir. We're going to come right back in just a few minutes. Break down from your view in losing your son exactly who's behind the terror, why the British government was involved in it, why they were involved in all these different operations, and what you'd like to see happen now. We'll be right back with both of our guests. Stay with us.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there is a concentration camp program that was designed during the Ronald Reagan administration called Rex 84? This program is designed to imprison anyone whom the federal government deems an enemy of the state. A judge in Houston, Texas, declared that the plaintiff had proven that there was such a program that existed, but no one had been harmed or imprisoned by it, so he declared it unconstitutional and dismissed the case. We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
About to go back to Mr. Mike Gallagher and, of course, Martin Ingram. Michael Gallagher lost his son, his only son, in the attack at the Yuma bombing. in the late 1990s. Kevin, I want you to read some of the transcript there from some of the news articles that you've got about how the police were directing people towards the bomb. And then in a nutshell, I want to hear exactly what happened, what we now know with this bombing.
Well, Alex, you know, as we often see, there were warnings. Certain people knew about these. So apparently warnings were coming in. There'll be a bomb going off in 30 minutes to the local constabulary groups. I don't know, you know, police in England are a little different. 15 minutes. And then we have a statement from police ombudsman Nuala O'Loan. She strongly criticized the Royal Ulster Constabulary over their handling of the investigation. She stated that the RUC officers had ignored previous warnings about the bomb and had failed to act on crucial intelligence. And she goes on to say that they were uncooperative and defensive during their inquiry and that they were actually seen moving people toward the bomb. They claim, well, that's because they had the warnings of the courthouse, but like we saw on 9/11, stay in your seat, go back to work, don't move. So we actually have law enforcement shepherding people toward the explosion before it happened.
Okay, let's go to Mr. Gallagher. Mr. Gallagher, again, who lost his son, we appreciate him joining us. Can you break down exactly how you know, the government was involved, how Kevin Fulton was involved, what really happened from the research you've now done with this bombing?
We, the families, have very, very serious concerns about how, both as you've just heard, how the actual police investigation, well, first of all, even further, about the intelligence that was available prior to the bomb, how that intelligence was handled. We have the gravest of concerns because the same code word was used in the Omagh bombing as had been used in a number of bombings in the early part of that year. So it wasn't like it was a mystery to them. They were familiar with this code word. They knew these people were serious. Each bomb they planted, they got more serious. They got our bomb, the bomb that happened in Omagh was on the 15th of August. There was a bomb in a town a few miles away on the 1st of August, and people narrowly escaped death. So they knew that they were dealing with a very lethal situation, yet we believe that they did not respond with the adequate resources that was available to them at that time to deal with that threat. Then the clearance operation, we believed that they did not have any real procedure in place that was going to be effective in clearing a town centre. And then also, as you've just heard, in the follow-up investigation that happened, there was many, many leads that were not followed. There was procedures that were not followed. There was witnesses. I know and have been told by an attorney that he had a client who went three times to make a statement that they had actually seen the person driving the bomb car. And on three of these occasions, the statements that that individual had made had went amiss, and that's quite incredible, to the point where this guy got scared about going back. He says, I'm not going back again.
And then Kevin Fulton, who's involved, according to the press reports, in the kidnapping, grabbing the person to make him drive the car, he's on record saying that he'd be at these meetings and later found out that almost everybody in the cell was British intelligence assigned from the Army or other areas. Exactly, just for a moment, going back to Martin Ingram, from being inside all of this and witnessing this, not being involved in the criminality yourself, but witnessing it, exactly what happened with Omagh bombing?
Well, just let me put one thing into perspective. Kevin Fulton wasn't involved in the Omagh bombing, but he did have some dealings with an individual called Patrick Joseph Mooch Blair, who was involved. And
how did he know about the kidnapping, or how did he know about the guys involved in it?
Well, I'll explain that one, Alex. And just to put into perspective, that individual was named in 2002 by the British MP, Geoffrey Donaldson, as being involved. Security sources did corroborate Kevin Fulton's version that he was indeed involved. And that man's telephone telephoned the one of the bombers who was located parking the vehicle, because we can't tell.
Stay there. This is complex. Break it down for us on the other side. Long segment coming up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you know you have been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have better than a 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. It's really quite easy. Go to 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Welcome back. I know we have a lot of folks that have been holding from the last hour. Total open phones in the third hour. Masses of important global news. The war on terror, the police state here domestically. What's happening with Iran, China, the economy. And I really appreciate Martin Ingram, who was a agent handler in the whole, I guess, IRA British wars over there for a decade. And then, of course, also we're talking to Mr. Michael Gallagher, who lost his son in the OMA bombing there in the late 1990s that was just devastating and killed 30 people. Going back to Martin Ingram, the press is alleging that Mr. Fulton was actually involved with kidnapping. By involved, we mean in his capacity as a bomb maker, he knew some of these people, and then try to boil down, I mean, from both of you, exactly why British intelligence is doing this, what the big picture is, and some of the other examples of government-sponsored terror. Go ahead, please, Mr. Ingram.
Yeah, I'm glad you just, nailed that point down. But Kevin was involved on a day-to-day basis with some of the key figures that constructed and planted the bomb. One of those figures was P.J. Mooch Blair. And his telephone, just to give you an insight, telephoned one of the bombers who parked the vehicle on the main street. That rang for 59 seconds. Now, that man who lives in the North has never been questioned about the Omagh bombing or any of the associated events surrounding it. Now, that's absolutely astounding, and I'm certain that Michael will have grave reservations as to why the police have never arrested or indeed questioned that individual. He was named in the British House of Commons by the MP, Geoffrey Donaldson, and it was reported correctly that security sources told him that, you know, that this was the Omagh bomber or the leader, and yet, just to go back, he has never, ever been questioned about that. That is an absolutely amazing situation. And the reason is because he is a state agent.
A state agent. Going back to Michael Gallagher, whose family are victims of this heinous attack, why are they protecting this individual?
This is what I believe is part of the problem, Alex, is that the government or the intelligence services take a particular view that once the bombing has happened, that there's nothing they can do to prevent it, and it's better to keep their asset in place to try and prevent the next bombing. But as I told one of the junior ministers in the Home Office in London, that policy has left almost 4,000 people in their grave. Would it not be better to use your assets to stop such attacks rather than just gain intellectual knowledge about them?
Now, but let's be clear. Now that British intelligence has been caught being behind almost every major bombing, they're spinning it that, oh, we run the groups so we can stop the next attack. And the evidence talking to yourself, Mr. Ingram, and Mr. Fulton, is that indeed the British state is doing this as a pretext to ratchet up the police state, to get intelligence funding, to keep a force in Northern Ireland. Can either one of you elaborate on the statement I just made?
Yeah. Michael, I was just going to make the point that the Omagh bombing really killed republicanism off. Dissident republicanism finished the day that the Omagh bombing occurred. So, in some ways, that was the bomb to end all bombs.
And this is how it works. You can't have the Irish out in suits and ties with their families, dressed up in their Sunday clothes, out saying, leave our country, let us have sovereignty. You've got to go stir up a fight. You've got to carry out events. You've got to provocateur events so that you don't look like a bully when you come into control.
Yeah. Could I just say this?
Oh, yes, sir.
Alex, I think it's important to say this, that certainly we as families know how important it is to have an effective police force, to have an effective intelligence service. What we're talking about here is intelligence services that are not being used the way they should be used, for the best interest of all of the people out there. That's where our problem is with the service. It's not delivering what it should deliver.
Sure.
In fact, it begs the question, would these terrorist organizations, let them be IRA or UDA, Protestant or Catholic, would they be as strong if they didn't have the support and influence of intelligence services?
I agree. I mean, every terror group we turn over isn't infiltrated. It's run by British, Israeli, or U.S. or Russian intelligence, and it always helps build the power of the state over and over again. I'm somewhat of a history buff on British naval history. They're constantly staging attacks for 500 years, false flagging, blaming it on people. Hitler did it. Our government does it. I mean, the British and U.S. government in 1953 carried out a string of attacks in Iran. It's all declassified. I have the 10 Downing Street documents, after-action reports, the White House documents. Eisenhower signed them, that he'd concurred with it, and that it was a good plan, staging terror attacks in Iran to blame it on the elected government. I mean, it's the oldest trick in the book. If you don't want to have a real political discourse and freedom, to go stage events. It's the only way to deal with somebody like Mahatma Gandhi, who's peaceful. It makes the empire look bad to be beating him over the head with a stick, and so they go carry out terror attacks and then blame it on those type of groups. And I frankly am sick of it. And here's an example. I should make a whole film about this, because the average American doesn't know, much less a Irishman or a Brit. We had the American Nazi Party out at the Capitol. Kevin was there this weekend. I didn't go. I've bullhorned him before. I just can't be around him. And it was just all a bunch of cops and ADL people. You could just look at them. And it's come out over and over again since the 50s that these Nazi groups, turns out they're FBI run or ADL run. The American Hitler for 20 years was this big Hitler. Turned out he was Jewish. It was all staged to, quote, bring attention to the evil of Nazis. No, it's to get everybody fighting with each other. It's to create the illusion that America somehow is Nazi when actually, you know, this country went and fought Hitler. I'm tired of it. And I'm tired
divide
of the...
Divide and rule.
Pardon me, sir?
Divide and rule.
Yes, divide and rule. Comment on that, please.
Well, it is a common tactic. But what I would say to bring the conversation into some perspective is perhaps there have been some good which has come out of Omar. And I mean that, and Michael knows that I'm being sensitive here, and I mean this in the nicest way, that hopefully, and I say that hopefully, it has finished republicanism, distant republicanism, and there won't be any more bombs, any more Omars. But the problem is those innocent victims, like Michael, deserve to be told the truth. Not a version of it, but the truth. And we, as the state and as a society, need to accept what our government did in our name, and we must acknowledge the wrongs of the past.
Okay, as an intelligence handler, as an operative, what did the government do? From what you know, was it provocateured, or was it purely carried out?
It basically had an agenda. It had a design. It was strategic. You know, things like Loch Gall, things like the human bombs, things like OMA aren't done by accident. They are done by design. There are agents who have infiltrated it. I mean, Michael has been good enough not to mention Paddy Dixon, who was an agent for An Garda Síochána Síochána, the Irish police state, who had preemptive intelligence on the Omagh bombing and the vehicles that were used in it. They also supplied intelligence from an ex-An Garda Síochána Síochána officer, John White. And this all murky world can only really be forensically examined by a means of a real strategic public inquiry.
Sure. So bottom line, it served the British police state, the Irish police state, which always wants to grow and get a bigger blood supply and uses these attacks to do it. But regardless, it was fully infiltrated, so at the bare minimum, they allowed it to take place.
Absolutely. Yeah, bare minimum.
That's the same thing with 7/7, same thing with 9/11. I mean, any way you look at these events, okay, you can say either they let it happen or they did it, then you look at motive, and I just... I mean, listen, I couldn't have gone out there to confront them. Kevin, I want you to just briefly comment on the Nazis, because I brought this subject up. Next hour, I should have you back in. I mean, there were Black Panthers there going, of course they're feds. You tell them they were feds, they laugh and say, yeah, so what? I've been around them. They don't even deny it. It's like we're in on the joke. And then the news media showed the Nazis and then connected it to the Minutemen that had nothing to do with it. And then meanwhile, they create Klan groups so they get to carry out bombings or try to. I mean, they've been caught a bunch. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the government doing this. And so many times they're not infiltrating groups. They go and literally create them. Kevin?
Yeah, with the Nazi rally this weekend, they were the Minnesota Nazis, and they came down to support the Minuteman. Their sign said, you know, stop illegal immigration, seal the border. So now people that want the border sealed are apparently with the Nazi party. And They weren't that impressive.
And KINU said that. They ought to be sued. They just, out of the blue, connected to the Minutemen who were Black, Hispanic, white.
Exactly. And the Nazis just weren't that frightening, to tell you the truth. And neither were the little anarchist socialists. What was impressive was the police force, was that riot cop group coming out of the door of the Capitol.
And that's what this little fake fight was all about, is legitimizing that. Now going back to Michael Gallagher and getting back to Ireland, these inquiries, these trials, tell us about those and why the establishment doesn't want Mr. Fulton testifying.
Alex, the first thing I would say is this is a live, ongoing trial, and in fairness to the person that's being tried and everybody in the process, I prefer not to comment directly on the trial. But what I will say is that the families The families really feel that the only way forward is to get a full cross-border public inquiry. And Martin has touched on the fact that not only have the British government and the intelligence services within the British establishment questions to answer here, there is very real and serious questions to be answered by the Irish authorities. Because, as he quite rightly said, there is a Garda detective sergeant who was, and if I can just put this into context, he was the real James Bond. This guy actually actively stopped car bombings taking place. But because he came out and spoke about it, just in the same way as Kevin and Martin and others have done, the whistleblower will always have to pay the price. And we have tremendous problems with the Dublin government, and we feel that the only way forward is a full cross-border public inquiry so that people like Kevin is allowed to come without fear of being prosecuted or prejudiced because of what he has to say, because it hurts certain individuals.
Now, why would they prosecute a good agent who was stopping events because what he was reporting on, how he stopped it, exposed British intel connections? I'm only going to comment from Martin Ingram on that.
Well, just before I comment on that, just one thing I'd like to add to Michael's working assumption is that I would like to see an international judiciary dimension to it. I don't trust the judiciary either in the United Kingdom or indeed Ireland. So I would like to see a person like Judge Corey, the Canadian, the eminent Judge Corey, to be appointed to oversee any inquiry. Do I think that will happen? Not in your lifetime or my lifetime, because there is too much of a vested interest in these matters. Now, as regards Kevin Fulton, I don't think there is a cat in hell's chance of Kevin Fulton giving evidence to the Omar case. One way or another, he will be silenced.
That's very unfortunate, because it's people like Kevin that know the truth and have the courage to stand up and tell the truth. And, you know, if there's a cost to be paid for that, Kevin has already paid an enormous price. He's given up his privacy, the fact that he can't go back into his own community. And he done that for the best possible motive. And here now, he's under fear of his life, not just from the people who were the so-called bad guys here, but also from the good guys.
Very true, Michael. Very true.
Kevin, you wanted to add something?
Yeah, going back to something that was said earlier, there was the idea that, well, maybe they let it happen. And we have that argument constantly going on here in America about 9/11.
Well, letting it happen is accessory.
Well, if your job is to stop things from like that happening and you let it happen, then you made it happen. You know, I mean, there's no difference. If it's your job to stop it and you let it go, then you're accessory.
But worse than that, I mean, they had British agents who were the bomb builders. I mean, we had Fulton on a month ago. I mean, you know, his commanders, he learned the head guy was British intel. It isn't just like the government's infiltrated groups. They're robustly in control ordering attacks. Why is that, Ingram? I mean, Mr. Ingram, why would the British government want attacks?
Well, because they want to control the situation. The leadership of the Republican movement and loyalism was 100% corrupt in its strategic aims. And that is, the leadership were taking them along a set path which had been mapped out not weeks and months, but years in advance. And these are blips which occur along the way. And just to put into context what Kevin said then about letting things happen, you know, and this is where I take responsibility as a young lad. I was involved in an operation in Derry about dropping diaries onto the street, which would have led Republicans to believe that a certain individual was an agent of the state, which, may I add, he wasn't.
So that's something else is COINTELPRO disinfo.
Absolutely, but that's only on a minor scale in as much as, but that could have been fatal for that individual, you know, because it brings a certain amount of suspicion upon him, which in those days could end, you know, you could result in you being 6 foot under. But the whole issue here is that the governments, both the Irish and the British, have a lot to answer for. And this is the problem that any party, Michael's party or indeed the Finucane family, are going to absolutely face an uphill struggle in trying to get justice. Both parties deserve justice.
Sure.
All victims deserve
sure.
it.
Michael Gallagher,
I don't believe it will happen.
Sure. Michael Gallagher, have you gone through any pressure calling for public inquiries, exposing the lies? Have you had any problems?
Well, to say the least, you're extremely unpopular. And, you know, there is always risk. Once you raise your profile in a community where people think very little of life, once you raise your profile, you're putting your life and your family's life at risk. Every morning when I go out, I check under my car to make sure that there's not a mercury tilt switch on a booby trap device. I certainly wouldn't meet people down a dark alley. I don't open the door unless I know who's on the other side of it at night. So there are certain common sense precautions that you have to take, and you can almost feel the resentment in certain quarters. And
we'll be right back. Yeah, the resistance, the resentment because you're standing up for your son.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Vive la revolución.
That is not funny, Gordon.
Yeah, I know. I'm useless without a studio audience.
I've seen people go to jail for less than that.
Of course, he was right, wasn't he? There is something wrong with this country.
I want to ask a question, Dominic. I don't care if you answer me or not. I just want to say this aloud. And I need to know that this question will not leave this office.
Yeah, of course, Inspector. Because of the terrorist.
No.
So what is it, Chief? What's going on?
The question I want to ask is about St. Mary's. And Three Waters. question that's kept me up for the last 24 hours, the question I have to ask is, what if the worst, the most horrifying biological attack in this country's history was not the work of religious extremists?
Well, I don't understand. We know it was. They were caught. They confessed.
And they were executed, I know. And maybe that's really what happened. But I see this chain of events. These coincidences. And I have to ask, what if that isn't what happened? What if someone else unleashed that virus? What if someone else killed all those people? Would you really want to know who it was?
Sure.
Even if it was someone working for this government? That's my question. If our own government was responsible for what happened at St. Mary's and Three Waters, if our own government was responsible for the deaths of almost 100,000 people.
All right. We're back live here, my friends, and we're almost out of time with Martin Ingram and Mr. Michael Gallagher. Michael, first off, I'm so sorry you lost your son. As a father, I just can't even imagine that. I don't know. I just don't know how you keep on, but does it make it better that you're fighting for justice and the truth to come out? I mean, what is it like for you to know the truth now about the bombing? I just can't imagine how people could get mad at you for seeking the truth.
I think you're right, Alex, that there is, you know, there may be a certain amount of therapy in what we're doing, but we do believe that the truth would be easier to live with than the lies and the untruths that we hear. And that's why we continue to do what we do.
How do we help you? How do we help you, and how do we help Mr. Ingram and Mr. Fulton? How do we have links to your organizations, websites, groups, the documents, the photos. How do we support you here in the U.S.? We also have a lot of listeners in the U.K.
Yeah. We have our own website and archive. Please ask your listeners to check out our website and, if possible, leave a comment. It's simply omabomb.com, very simply, omabomb.com, and that is the Oma Sport Self-Help Group. And please let us know and, you know, share with us your thoughts on what you've heard this morning.
And Oma spelled
O-M-A-G-H,
bomb.com.
Bomb.com.
We have links to that on Infowars.com. How can we help you, Mr. Ingram?
Well, you could ask your listeners to keep abreast of the situation, and may I suggest you also visit my blogspot, which is martiningram.blogspot.com. And to those members who also blog on the Up the Ra forum, I wish them the best. And let's just keep the information flowing, and eventually, hopefully, people like Michael will obtain the truth and justice.
And we need to watch his case carefully and make sure nothing happens to him. Keeping attention and sunlight on this may keep him alive. Gentlemen, Godspeed. Thanks for spending time. Take care. We'll be right back.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.